From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama is one of just 10 states which has not expanded Medicaid, but attitudes around that may be changing. Lawmakers in Montgomery held a meeting this week with officials from two southern states which have expanded Medicaid to hear about their experiences. That's where we start our weekly legislative update with Todd Stacey. He's host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Todd, good to talk to you once again.
Yeah, good to be with you.
This was a meeting with leaders from Arkansas and North Carolina, two states which have expanded Medicaid. What did they talk about?
That's right. And these are interesting examples because, well, North Carolina is the latest state. They've just expanded Medicaid just last year. And Arkansas is interesting because they did a public-private partnership model that Alabama is having discussions about. And so those make those examples very relevant to what Alabama might consider. So yeah, members of the House and Senate Health Committees came together and they had officials from those two states in person. They had them via Zoom, really just answering questions about, you know, how did you go about this? How did you make the funding work? How did you make the policy work? But a lot of times it comes down to funding, and you know, the Republican resistance to expanding Medicaid really has been rooted in, well, we just can't afford it long term. Those are realistic concerns, but it's also important to note that no state that has expanded Medicaid has really seen a huge financial shortfall.
What reaction, if any, have you had from lawmakers to this meeting on Wednesday?
A lot of lawmakers are pretty positive about it, but I'm not sure if it's something that would gain the kind of support it takes to pass a bill. The legislature could do that if they really wanted to, but it really doesn't have to come to that. This is a decision that Governor Ivey herself can make in consultation with the Medicaid director. You have to have conversations with, you know, CMS, the federal Medicaid folks. And so I know that those conversations are ongoing about this public-private partnership that would really leverage Medicaid dollars, those federal Medicaid dollars, to offer private health care plans to, you know, low-income folks, those folks that are in the health gap, right? They make too much money to qualify for Medicaid currently, but don't have health insurance through their employer and don't qualify for those ACA subsidies. So lots of conversation around this, but certainly not final. This is probably something the governor is going to be considering over the summer.
Oh, also, a Senate committee advanced a bill that would provide leave for female education employees after the birth or adoption of a child, but that took place after objections from the bill's sponsor. Todd, what happened here?
Yeah, it was a pretty big dust-up in the committee because Senator Vivian Figure, she's the sponsor of this, you know, paid leave for education employees, but hers is a lot more expansive than others have been. It would provide 12 weeks of paid leave for men and women, but not just for the birth of a child or the adoption of a child, but also for miscarriages or stillbirth. So in committee, they scaled that back to really align it with what is already in the pipeline for non-education state employees, which is 8 weeks of paid leave for women after the birth or adoption of a child, but that miscarriage and stillbirth was not in there. And so Senator Figures felt like she was misled. She felt like there was some miscommunication there. And so she let her voice be heard. She was really displeased that her bill was scaled back so far, but it did pass committee.
Well, finally, the Senate approved a bill that would restrict teacher-led discussions on sexual orientation and gender identity through middle school. This bill is derided by critics as the Don't Say Gay law, which would also prevent teachers from wearing pride flags or similar symbols at school. Now, this is an expansion of a law from last year. It's gone through changes this year. Sort of bring us up to date on where this all sits.
That's exactly right. Remember, we were talking about this last year where back then it was prohibited basically through elementary school. The original bill from Representative Mac Butler would have extended that ban all the way through high school, all the way through the 12th grade. There was an amendment that scaled that back to 8th grade. There was another important amendment brought in committee that, like you mentioned, includes a prohibition on flags that show some kind of gender ideology. Obviously, you know, pride flags, and you've seen the different kind of symbols and everything. It would ban that too. So it passed the House. Democrats were not happy about it. It goes to the Senate, and you know, we're getting late in the session. It's tough to say whether or not there's enough time for that to really pass, but a pretty controversial bill.
Todd Stacey's host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Todd, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.